We are beginning tonight Shirin Simon Reish Samach Aleph. We left off in the middle of Sif Aleph. We're on the top line of page 64. I'd like to start the Simon again just to get a running start. The Mechaber said in the beginning of Reish Samach Aleph, Safik Chashecha V'hu Bein Hashmashos. When it's a Safik, if it's dark, which is Bein Hashmashos, so we discussed in yesterday's shir the things that you can't do. We said, Ein ma'asr nas ha-vadai. You can't take ma'aser on things that are vadai chayiv in ma'aser. Ve'ein ma'atbilin nas ha-kelim. We said, you can't be tovel kelim. Ve'ein ma'adlikin nas ha-neros. You can't light candles. Ve'ein ma'arvin eruvei tchumen. And you can't make an eruv tchumen. And now we pick up in the top line at 64. Aval ma'asr nas ha-dmai. Even though we can't take ma'aser on things that are vadai chayav ma'aser, we can't take ma'aser on demai, which is something that you're not sure if ma'aser was taken or not. V'tomnen asacham, and we can insulate the hot foods. U'ma'arvin eruv chatzeros, and we can make an eruv chatzeros. The Bir Halacha says, on u'ma'arvin eruv chatzeros, v'hu adin diyochol laniach oz eruv tavshilin. Which Shlemi asked last night. So the Bir Halacha says that you can as well do an Erev Tavshilin. That's obviously talking about Ben HaShemoshos going into Yontif. You can make an Erev Tavshilin during Ben HaShemoshos. And the Mechaber continues and says, U'mutter lomer le'eno Yehudi Ben HaShemoshos lahadlik ner l'tzarech Shabbos. You could ask a goy during Ben HaShemoshos to light a candle for a Shabbos need. V'chein lomer lo lasos kol melacha shi l'tzarech mitzvah. And so too, you can tell a goy to do any melacha for you during Ben HaShemoshos, if it is L'tzarech Mitzvah, for the purposes of a Mitzvah, Oshu Torah V'nechbaz Aleha, or something that will bother you very much. We'll see more details about that in the Mishabura, but something that you will be Torah V'nechbaz Aleha, you can ask a guy to do that Malacha during Ben HaShemoshos as well. The Ramah says, V'chein Misha Kibel Olav Shabbos Sho Oshtayim Kodem Chashecha, and so too one who accepted upon himself Shabbos an hour or two before dark, Yochel Lomar Le'enu Yehudi Lahadla Kaner Ushar Dvarim Shetzaruch. He can ask a guy to light a candle then and other things that he needs. And now we'll begin the Mishabura and see everything in greater detail. So the Mishabura begins in Sifkaton Tes. The first thing we said was you can give Maaser on Demai. Says the Mishabura, the Rov Ame Ha'aretz Maasrin Hein. Since Demai is something you got from an Ame Ha'aretz, and we say that most Ami Ha'aretz take Maaser v'lo mikri tikkun. And therefore, by you taking off Maaser just in case, that's not considered really fixing anything up because we assume really it's done because Rov Ami Ha'aretz are Ma'asrin. The next thing we said was you could be Tomnin Asachamin. Says the Mishabur in Sivkotun Yud Bedover She'enu Mosef Hevel. You can only do Atmana during Ben HaShemoshos on something that does not add heat. Like we learned in Simon Reish and Zayin, that even before Shabbos, you can't do Atmanah, so that's Mosef Hevel, certainly during Ben HaShemoshos. So this Heter would only be a Dover She'ein Mosef Hevel. And look over there in Simon Reish and Zayin, we went to all the details of Atmanah, but we'll look at a very important summary, which is Nogea to us, which is brought down in note number 9. The Shulchan Aruch wrote in Reish and Zayin, Shebishabbos Atzma Osir Af Lahatmin Bedover She'ein Mosef Hevel. On Shabbos itself, it is Osir to do Atmana, even on something that does not add heat, it just keeps in the heat. Vitama Dover Beer B'Mishtabur Shon, the Mishtabur explained why Atmana with the Dover She'ein Mosef Hevel is Osir on Shabbos, is Shema Yimtza Es Hakadeira Tzonenes. You might go to your pot, your dish, and find that it is cold, V'Yarti Chenu Al Gabi Ha'esh, and you might warm it up on the fire, which is Osir. V'od Choshashim Shema Yavo Lachtos B'Gecholim. Either you say that's not Osir, because it's Bishel Achar Bishel, maybe even by liquids. So then we said, we're Choshesh, that you might come to heat it up with coals, and you might come to stoke the coals, which is for sure Osir, according to everyone. V'lochein B'Bein HaShemoshos. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, that therefore, B'Bein HaShemoshos, Shelo Gazru, Kevon Shestam Kederos B'Bein HaShemoshos Hein Roschos. The whole reason why we Osir Atmana Nedavar She'en Mosel Hevel on Shabbos, because you might go to your dish and see it cooled off. But during Ben HaShemoshos, when Shabbos just started, it's very unlikely it's cooled off, and therefore we are not worried. And therefore you can do Hatmana during Ben HaShemoshos in a Dover She'eino Mosef Hevel. Continues the Mishabura in the second line of Sivkaton Yud. V'lishar dvarim she'asem midrabanan chutz me'elu dekachashiv po. Lagabi, other things that are aser midrabanan, except for those mentioned here, din Ben HaShemoshos kemo Shabbos atzma. The rules of Ben HaShemoshos follow the same rules as Shabbos. Im lo shu l'dvar mitzvah o shar doichak. unless it is for the purposes of a mitzvah or some other pressing situation. We'll see later in Shimon Beis. So these are the exceptions, the things that are lenient. So far we said you could take Meiser on Demai, which is not really Chayv and Meiser, it's not really a Tikkun, and you can be Tomlin as a Chavin in a Dover She'enu Mosav Hevel. The next thing we discussed in the Mechaber was you could make an Erev Chatzeros. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotan Yud Aleph Umarvin, V'yochol Gamkein Levarach. You can also make a bracha on the Erev Chatzeros that you make during Bein Hashmashos. V'ayim B'siv Dalet U'bamashik Asavnu Sham. U'mikomakom V'chadchilo Yizar Shelo Ya'acher Ha'eruvei Chatzeros Ad Bein Hashmashos. However, even though you can do it and you can make a bracha, L'chadchilo one should be careful not to leave his Erev Chatzeros till Bein Hashmashos. Let's look in the Bir Halacha over here, Divrei Maskil Eruvei Chatzeros. I'd like to skip to the fifth line of the Bir Halacha, by the period. Umuchach medivrei Magen Avraham b'siman reish samach sekatan gimel. It's clear from the Magen Avraham shemahader limso ta'amim amash etzarach lezareiz al eruvei chatzeros kodem min hashmashos. The Magen Avraham is going after looking for reasons why there's an inyan to be mezareiz and to do the eruv chatzeros before min hashmashos. So it's clear from him to psikulate the Bein Hashmashos Yochel Levarach Gamke Kishminiach Eruvei Chatzeros. So it's obvious from him that you make a bracha even during Bein Hashmashos. Otherwise, why is he searching for a reason? If you gain a bracha, that's reason enough. The fact that he's looking for other reasons of why you should do a bedavka before Bein Hashmashos shows us that bracha is not a reason and you can make a bracha even during Bein Hashmashos. V'lohave kishar dvorim dekayim alon savi brachos lohakel. This is not like other things that we normally hold. If you're not sure if you should make a bracha, we go to kula, we don't make the bracha over here. It's Bein Hashmashos. If it's really nighttime, you can't make an Erev Chatzeros. So really, there shouldn't be a bracha. But here we're saying there is a bracha. V'atam tzarach lomer. And the reason why we're saying a bracha, you have to say, is to le'inyan eruvei chatzeros tekil. When it comes to Erev Chatzeros, which is very lenient, as opposed to yesterday, we saw eruvei tchumen. There is a smach for that from the pasuk. But eruvei chatzeros, there is no smach from the pasuk, so it's more lenient. So memelo also hadover kilu hu yom vaday. So they made Bein Hashmashos lagabe eruvei chatzeros, which are so lenient, kilu it's yom vaday to allow you to make the bracha. V'im sofik lo alazman gufo im hu Bein Hashmashos oshu kfar laila. Like we discussed yesterday, if you are also in doubt of whether this time period is Bein Hashmashos or it is already past that and it's light nighttime already, yizar shel levarach, then avada you would not make the bracha. Ule'inyan etzem ha'eruv, and in terms of making an eruv during that time where you're not sure if it's Bein Hashmashos or it's Vale Laila, yesh l'cha'ora l'havi raya gamkein l'hachmir. L'cha'ora, there should be a raya that you should machmir and not make the eruv during that time either. De'lo amrina bazes safek derabbanon l'kula. We don't say in that case of derabbanon l'kula. Mimasha kasav habach leviu magen avrom. Bisef aleph, the sveik Bein Hashmashos, hainu, Oshu Yom Oshu Bein Hashmashos. That's suffix of whether it's daytime or whether it's Bein Hashmashos. Hu Nidon Ke Bein Hashmashos. That's judged L'chumra that we assume it's already Bein Hashmashos. The Kasu HaAchronim HaTam HaAchronim wrote the reason is, like we said yesterday, the suffix Chesru Nyediyah Einu Nichnas Chlal together suffix. Because a suffix in your lack of knowledge, you don't know if it's before Bein Hashmashos or it is Bein Hashmashos, that's your own problem, and therefore it's your lack of knowledge, you didn't look it up, so that does not get factored into a suffix. Valkein lo ave svek sveka, and therefore it would not be considered a svek sveka if you're not sure if it's before Bein Hashmashos or it is Bein Hashmashos. V'nidon ki'ilu hoya vale Bein Hashmashos, and therefore lagabe those in Yanim, it is judged as a vale Bein Hashmashos, and we go to Chumrah. And so too in our case, if you're not sure if it's Bein Hashmashos or it's Vale Laila, we would also have to say the opposite. Meaning, we'll have to say that you have to be choshish that it's Vale Laila. And therefore, you would not only can you not make a bracha of the Erev Chatzeros, you shouldn't even make the Erev Chatzeros at all because it might be nighttime. Okay.
Why?
Fine.
Why don't we say that making a... an Erev over here is Nira. Like, when do we say Nira Kimisak and when do we not say Nira? Yesterday we said that Matbilin is a problem Nira. Why don't we say over here that it's Nira by the case of Ma'asrin, let's say. Ma'asrin said Mai. It's Nira Kimisak and Mai, sir.
You're asking, yesterday we said by Tfilas Kalem it's a problem because it's Nira Kimisakin. So why don't we say by take off Ma'asrin off anything, it's. Unless you assume that people know that it's known, maybe it's known that it's the Mai. Maybe it's advertised that it's the Mai, or there's a way to advertise it, as opposed to Stam, you've been Tovala Kli, So it could be that's more of a problem of Nira. I hear you. Yes.
Isn't the beholder? Eyes of the beholder?
I don't know if Nira always means someone who sees you. It could just be that's the appearance. Not necessarily from someone else, but you're doing something that gives that appearance. And it could be that we can mechalik between the case of the Tfilas Kelim and the case of the Meiser and the Mai. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah. We are up to Sivkoton Yud Beis. Yud Beis is going on the parentheses after we said you can be ma'arvin eruvei chaseros. We said v'ayin l'kamam b'simin shin sadigimu haynu d'shitufei mavuos yesh lo din eruvei chaseros v'od prote dinam ayin sham. So there we say that shitufei mavuos has the same din of eruvei chaseros. Just a quick synopsis. An eruvei chaseros is when you have different houses in a chaser joining together to be allowed to carry from house to house and within the chaser itself. Shetufei Mavuos is the same thing, but instead of houses in a chatzer, it's chatzeros in a mavui. There's an alleyway in the middle, different courtyards around, and they're making a Shetufei Mavuos that will be allowed to carry between chatzeros and within the mavui, and therefore the same rule would apply over there, that you would be able to make a Shetufei Mavuos during Bein HaShemashos. Then the Mechaber told us that you're allowed to tell a goy during Bein HaShemashos, Lahadlik Ner L'Tzarel Shabbos. You can tell a goy to light a candle for you during Bein HaShemashos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Da'amira le'eno Yehudi hu b'chlal shvus. Anytime you're telling a guy to do something for you, that's only an Issa d'Rabbanan. V'lo gazru al shvus Bein HaShemashos atzarech mitzvah. And they never answered an Issa d'Rabbanan, a shvus, during Bein HaShemashos if it's for the purpose of a mitzvah. And therefore, if you need your Shabbos candles lit, so that would be telling a guy to do it, would be a shvus for a tzarech mitzvah, and therefore, according to the Mechaber, that would be okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, Bein HaShemashos, HaMechaber Ozer L'Shitaso. This is the Mechaber going according to his Shita. The Svirle L'Kamam B'Simen Shin Zayin Sefei, because the Mechaber holds later on in Shin Zayin Sefei, the B'Shabbos Gufa Oser Ayidei Eino Yehudi B'Malacha Daraisa. That on Shabbos you can't tell a goy to do a Malacha Daraisa Afilu Imhu L'Tzarech Shabbos. So the Mechaber holds that on Shabbos, you can't tell a goy to do a Malacha Daraisa, even if it's Yisrael Shabbos, but he does hold that during Bein HaShemashos you can do it. There are other Shitas that are more lenient and say that you can't tell a goy to do a Malacha Daraisa on Shabbos, so there wouldn't be a Chiddush over here to say that you could do it Bein HaShemashos, you could do it on Shabbos. But if the Mechaber holds you can't do it on Shabbos, it's a Chiddush that during Bein HaShemashos you can't tell a goy to do a Malacha Daraisa for you if it's a Tzarech Shabbos. V'an l'kamam v'simen reish ayin vav, siv beis behagah. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, Sivkoton Tesvav, this is going on that which the Mechaber said, and you also could tell a goy to do a malacha that is a tzarech mitzvah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Af she'einenu b'shvil Shabbos, even if it's for a different mitzvah, not for Shabbos purposes, like we'll see later in Siman Shin Mem Beis, Ayin Shavu Mishnah Berurah. The other thing the Mechaber says you could tell a goy to do Bein HaShemashos is a malacha if it's a son that you are torud v'nechbaz oleha. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkoton Tesvav, Kosav Rashal, the Marshal writes, Hainu Koldovar Shimlo Yiye Nasa Humitzar B'Shabbos. Marshal says anything that if you don't have it done on Shabbos, it's going to cause you tzar on Shabbos. So Mamela Shari Lasos Aide Hainu Yehudi Bein HaShemashos. So anything that's not taken care of before Shabbos is going to bother you the whole Shabbos, you're allowed to tell the goy to do during Bein HaShemashos according to the Marshal. But says the Chavetz Chaim, Avalibi Nokev Lahachmir. But if my heart tells me to be machmir over here, im ein lo behem shum tzarech Shabbos rak l'tzarech ol. It's just I'm a weekday thing that you want done because you're going to be bothered on Shabbos. That's not grounds to be matter telling a guy to do the malach of Yudur Bein HaShemashos. Ach im uhevsin meruba, but if it will be a great loss, o l'tzarech gadol or a great need, shari shvusim Bein HaShemashos. Then we would be matter a shvus during Bein HaShemashos. Ubeprat shvus the amir le'enu Yehudi the leis b'maisa, specifically a shvus of Amir Lakum, which doesn't even involve a mice, it's only a dibur, so certainly would be lenient about that if it is a Hesla Merubah or a Tzara Godel. Valkain, and therefore, says the Chavetz Chaim, Mutter Lomer Le'en Yehudi Ben HaShemashos, you are allowed to tell a goy during Ben HaShemashos, Lahadlik Ner Yortzeit, to light a Yortzeit candle for you. Me'achar Sha'olam Nisharim Bo, since the Olam is normally careful to make sure they light a Yortzeit candle for a Yortzeit of a parent, so Chashvinan Ki L'Tzara Godel, therefore, that is considered a Tzara Godol Adkan Lashono Bekitzer. That's the end of his Lashon Bekitzer. So it turns out that if there is a great need, and he's bringing down an example of having a Yortzeit candle lit is considered a great need, you would be allowed to tell a guy to do it during Bein HaShemashos.
What about a 48-hour candle for that?
What?
What about a Yontif, a 48-hour candle? Let's say you forgot to light it. It's really for the next day.
Why wouldn't it help you for this day?
What?
Why wouldn't it help you for this day?
It could help you, but you really use it, really have it lit for the next day.
You could use it for this day also. Use either way. I would assume it would be okay also. Says the Ramah. The Ramah said, V'chein mi shekibel olav Shabbos shah oshtayim kodem chashecha. So too, one who accepted Shabbos an hour or two before dark, yachol omer le'enu yehudi lahad lekaner u'shar dvarim shetzarach. You could tell a guy to light a candle for him or other things that he needs. So again, till now we're discussing Bein HaShemashos, and now we're discussing way before Bein HaShemashos, but you were already Makabel Shabbos. So says the Mishabun, if Kadim Yodzayin, Shah Ushtayim, Tafka Shah Ushtayim. Tafka, if you were Makabel Shabbos an hour or two before, then you could tell the guy to do things for you. Avachatzi Shah Samach L'Chashecha, but if it's already a half hour before dark, Da'oz Evshad B'chol Makomos Yisrael Kiblu Aleihem Shabbos. At that point of a half hour before dark, it could be ready that all places already were makabel Shabbos for themselves. So chamir tvei, that's more chamer. Va'aser afilu lomar le'eno yehudi shi'asa malacha, and it would be aser to tell a goy to do malacha for you during that half hour before chashecha. Mi, however, letzarach mitzvah shari, if it would be for a tzarach mitzvah, it would be permissible. Now, again, the Ramah said if it's an hour or two before, Shar Dvarim Shetzorach are okay. It doesn't have to be for Dvar Mitzvah, but if it's within a half hour, Zakta Meshavura, then Stam, a Shar Dvarim Shetzorach wouldn't be allowed, but a Tzorach Mitzvah would be allowed. Va'afil lefima sheposik ha-mechaber l'kamon v'sivdalid. And even according to what the Shulchan Aruch and the Paskin soon in Sivdalid, the Achar Kabbalah Shabbos Oser Lavor Afilu al-Shvus b'mko Mitzvah, that after you are makabel Shabbos, it's usher for you to be over even on Issa d'Rabbanan in the case of a mitzvah. So why are you allowed to do this the half hour before when you're makabel Shabbos already? Says the Mishabura, when it comes to Amir La'akum, which we said before is more lenient than the other Shvusim, because there's no mice involved, it's only a pure Amira, so there we're not more machmir during a Kabbalah, a half hour before Shabbos, than we are during Bein HaShemashos. And the same way during Bein HaShemashos, Amir La'akum would be okay, so too if you were Makabel Shabbos within the half hour, so that would be okay as well to do Amir La'akum. Says the Mishaburin, Sefkotan Yurches, Lomer Le'eno Yehudi Lahadlik. We said you could tell a goy an hour or two before Shabbos to light the candle for you. Afilu Shalobim Ko Mitzvah, even if it's not for a mitzvah. Dekevan She'od Hayom Gadol, since it is still daytime, Bevada Yesh Mekomo Shadayin Lo Kiblu Aleihem Shabbos Va'usin Ba'atzma Melacha. Since it's so much before Shabbos, we can say for sure there are places that they were not Makabel Shabbos yet, and there are Jews themselves doing Melacha Beheter. So Dai Lanu B'Masha Yedei HaKabbalah Nishbos Ba'atzmeinu Melacha. So I was a grace of tzaddik, I was Makabel Shabbos early. It's enough that I won't do Melacha. But the fact that I can't tell a guy to do Melacha when other Yidna are doing Melacha in other places, that we wouldn't say, and therefore an hour or two before, you can't tell a guy to do a Melacha even if it is not B'Makom Mitzvah. V'da, and you should know, D'V'inyanenu Ayrinon Sha'atzibur Shebi'iru Kiblu Aleihem Shabbos. This whole discussion, if it's an hour or two before Shabbos, is only specifically if the tzibur in your city was makabel Shabbos already. Memelo v'chal kedusha Shabbos bal korcho. As we know, once your city was makabel Shabbos, you're locked into a kabbalah Shabbos at that time, and therefore kedusha Shabbos falls on you against your will. So afilu im echad lo yirtza l'kabel. Even if one doesn't want to be makabel it, if the whole city is being makabel Shabbos, so it's Shabbos for you as well. We had this problem when Waterbury first started. That if there was only one minyan and they were making early Shabbos, it came up with a big shaila because someone's having a guest for Shabbos and he's only going to get here in time for late Shabbos. But if the city's only having one minyan in those days and it's only an early Shabbos minyan, is that allowed? Is a guest allowed to come on Shabbos into Waterbury and take a cab or to drive a car or do any malacha when the city already was makabel Shabbos? The halacha is that you can't. So that was an interesting shaila that came up early, but that's what he's saying over here. So Dr. Mishaburu, we're talking over here that the tzibur in his city was makabel Shabbos, and it was chal kedusha Shabbos bal korcho afilum echad lo yirtza l'kabel. It's forced on him. V'al kein kosav lomer le'eno yehudi, and therefore the Ramah saying that he could tell a guy to do malacha for him. Umitam hanal aval biyochid shekiba olav haShabbos. But if it was only an individual or a group of people who decided to makabel Shabbos early, mutra afil lomer liYisrael chaveru shi'asalom malacha. As we know, if you make early Shabbos and there are other people in the city making late Shabbos, it's too many of them like most cities have. So even if you makabel Shabbos, you can go tell your next door neighbor to do malacha for you before they make Shabbos. because that's not a case that everyone was locked into the early Kabbalah Shabbos. So that which the Ramah says you could tell a guy to do a few, if you were Makabbalah Shabbos an hour too earlier, why a guy, why not a Jew? Because it must be the Ramah talking about a case where the whole city was Makabbalah Shabbos, and therefore every Yachid is locked in. So you can't ask a Jew to do Malacha for you. The Jews are all locked in, you can only ask a guy. But in a case where Yechidim, were Makabbalah Shabbos early, so then you can even ask Jews to do Malacha after you were Makabbalah Shabbos, before they were Makabbalah Shabbos. Like you will see later on in Sim Reish Samal Gimel, Sif Yud Zayin, Ayin Shama Tama Mishabura. Look over there. The reason in the Mishabura. Okay, that's really the end of the shiur for tonight. We can look at one bir halacha. We can pick at one more bir halacha. Let's look at the maskil lahad look near. Says the bir halacha, ayin lekamam v'simin reish ayin vav magen avram sevkatan zayin. V'nir lidi v'bein hashmoshos ein lahachmir im hum etzta'ir bazeh. It appears to me, says the Chafetz Chaim, that during bein hashmoshos you don't have to be machmir if it will bother you. That would be considered something that you're tarred on and you're very bothered by it. Let's see what is he referring to that the Magen Avraham says in note number 16. Shom hevi Ramah. There the Ramah says sheyesh hamatirin lomer laakum lahadlik b'shabbes ner l'sudah shabbes. There the Ramah says there are those who are matir to tell a guy to light a candle for the Suda Shabbos, Kevan Shamir La'akum Afilu B'Malacha Gemura Muteres Atzarach Mitzvah. Since telling a guy to do a malacha, even by a malacha daraisa, is Mutla Atzarach Mitzvah. V'kasa Magen Avraham Sham, Shem Yesh Lo Kfar Ner Echa Doluk. If the person already had a candle lit, Osir Lomer La'akum Lahadlik Ner Nosaf. You can't tell the guy to light an extra candle. Kevan She'ein Zen Nechshav Tzarach Mitzvah. Since you have one candle, it's not considered a mitzvah to light another candle. Shekfar Yeshlo, or you already have light. V'alkach Kosa Bir Alocha Kan, on that the Bir Alocha is writing. Shev Bein Hashmoshos Mutter Afilu Laharbos Beneros. That during Bein Hashmoshos you're allowed to even have an increasing in candles. Imu Mitzdarim is if it bothers you to have only one candle, so even though you don't necessarily need it, but if it bothers you to have such little light, you want more light, so the Bir Alocha comes out lenient that you can tell him to do it. That's considered something that's Torah V'nechbaz Aleha. V'chein Kosa Bagot Shekiv Eger Kan. And then he says, "V'lomer la'akum l'hadlik shtei neiros to tell a goy to light two candles for you." Kiminaga olam shenis harim l'hadlik ner echad kineged zocher v'ner nosav kineged shomer. Like the minaga olam is to light two candles for Shabbos. One kineged zocher, one kineged shomer. Rikvega writes, "Sheyesh l'hatir." You can be matir to ask a goy to do that as well. She logora ner nosav zeb miner yartzai shehitra Magen Avraham. L'omer la'akum l'hadliko. It's no different than the case we saw in the Mishabura from the Magen Avraham that you could tell the goy to light the yartzai candle. So that's just the thing that you normally do. So if you normally have two candles, you'd be allowed to tell the guy to light the two candles as well. And therefore, the Bir Halacha comes out that even if you would have a candle, you would be allowed to tell the guy to light the additional candle, to have the proper Shabbos candles during Bein Hashmoshos. That is how the Bir Halacha comes out. We'll stop here, and Amir Tz Hashem, in the next year, we will begin Siv Beis.